Straight from the ballpark, it's time to dig in for some Woodpeckers baseball. Now, here's the voice of the Woodpeckers, Andrew Chapman.
The final road trip of the 2022 regular season continues tonight in Kinston, North Carolina. It's the second game of six between your Fayetteville Woodpeckers and the Down East Wood Ducks. Hello, everybody. Welcome inside the Woodpeckers broadcast booth. It's great to be with you once again. I'm Andrew Chapman, and we are live on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com and the MILB First Pitch app, the exclusive home of Woodpeckers baseball this week. No MILB.TV feed for you, so this is your one and only home for Woodpeckers baseball against Down East. The single-A affiliates of the Astros and the Texas Rangers squaring off yesterday. The Woodpeckers dropping a 10-4 game, a game that they really won aside from a big nine-run fifth inning that helped Down East run away with the ball game. But you scratch off that inning, the Woodpeckers outscored Down East yesterday 4-1, and they'll try and get it started early today against right-hander Winston Santos. Let's go ahead and bring you the starting lineup tonight for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. It leads off with Zach Cole out in right field. Tyler Whitaker will be in left, and he bats second. Jacob Melton is the center fielder. He is third, and then Zach DiZenzo, the cleanup batter, is hitting fourth, playing at third base. Jackson Lofton, the second baseman, fifth. Rolando Espinosa, the DH, is sixth. In the bottom three are Leo Stanley Molina, Garrett McGowan, and John Garcia, the catcher. So Winston Santos ready to go. He winds and throws the first pitch of our ball game. It is a fastball right over the middle, called a strike to Zach Cole. We are underway a minute early tonight, 6:59 p.m. Eastern, and it's a beautiful night for baseball in Kinston. Not a cloud in the sky. It is sunny and 86 degrees with low humidity today. A little less humid than it was yesterday. Here's the 1-1 pitch to Cole, and he swings through a changeup. One ball and two strikes. Winston Santos carrying the 7-5 record, 3.75 ERA, 21 games and 20 starts. He'll cross the 100 innings mark, we presume, tonight as he strikes out Cole swinging on an inside fastball to get the game started. One away brings up Tyler Whitaker. Santos in 98 and two-thirds innings now. That was his 95th strikeout of the year. Also a chance to touch 100 strikeouts on the season. 26 total walks allowed. He has given up 7 home runs and 41 earned runs. Right-handed batter Tyler Whitaker now up. And the pitch is outside to Whitaker. A slider started him out, 1-0. Whitaker was in the lineup yesterday, batting third. He goes up a spot tonight and pops this one out of play right side. 1-1 count. Whitaker finished 0-5. He struck out twice, grounded out twice, and also flied out to deep center. That was a well-hit ball for him that went all the way to the warning track, where it measures 390 feet in straightaway center field, 335 down each foul line. Whitaker takes just off the inside, and the count is 2-1. Fayetteville back in the road gray uniforms today, those 1918 grays, as a changeup missed low. It is 3-1. A black batting helmet, the gray uniform, Fayetteville in black across the chest, black numbers, black belts, a gray pant with a black pinstripe as Whitaker pulls one on the ground out to short, and Maximo Acosta boots it. Had it in the glove and then lost it on the transfer. Is it got loose from him, and it'll be a fielding error, an E6. That was a pretty well-hit ground ball. There was a lot behind it there coming off of the bat. You wonder if the velocity of that ground ball caused a little bit of an issue for Acosta. Down East, even with their win yesterday, did commit a pair of fielding errors. Woodpeckers played clean defense. And early defensive mistakes again as Melton pulls one out of the right field. That is down for a base hit, and it gets by Morabell all the way to the base of the wall. Tyler Whitaker getting the stop sign at third. Melton trails him to second, and he has a double. Attacks the very first pitch he sees from Santos. It was an up-and-in fastball, and Melton has himself an extra base hit and already his third hit this week on the road. So second and third already, two in scoring position, and Zach DiZenzo, the cleanup hitter, with a chance to take an instant lead. Here's the pitch, and a slider is in the corner for a strike, 0-1. Yesterday, the Woodpeckers opened up the scoring in the top of the first as well. They allowed their starter, Nolan DeVos, to go out there with an early advantage. That was on a Tommy Sacco walk. He got to third on an error, scored on a DiZenzo single. So here's Zach again with a chance and grounds this one left side. It'll bring home a run, and Acosta dropped another one. That ball was deeper in the hole at short, but Acosta was squared up to it. Would have had a long throw to first, but he may very well be hit with his second fielding error. We'll see how they score it. DiZenzo makes it on. Melton holds. Whitaker scores. And the Woodpeckers have a 1-0 lead right out of the gate tonight. Four batters in. And they do flash a second error up on the board. Two fielding errors already by the Downey shortstop. We're working around the rest of their defense here as Jackson Lofton steps in and the first pitch is outside. But around the diamond today on the outfield, you have JoJo Blackman in left. In center field is Yosi Gallon, and out in right is Yason Morabel, who took a tough angle to that Melton double a moment ago, had to get by him. A look to second where Melton leads. The 1-0 pitch is a fastball pumped in for a strike, 1-1 on Lofton. The third baseman today is Daniel Cueva. And at shortstop, as we mentioned, Maximo Acosta. A pair of errors already for him. Cam Cauley is the second baseman. And over at first is Liam Hicks. Doing the catching is Tucker Mitchell. And Lofton swings and misses at a challenge fastball. It's 1-2 now. Zach DiZenzo won't get a hit to his credit, but he will still get an RBI. And a line drive pulled down the left field line. That's going to bring home at least one. Jacob Melton around third. He's scoring. Zach DiZenzo getting the wave around. He's coming down the line. Scores without a throw. Jackson Lofton to second with a two-run double. Second double in the inning for the Woodpeckers. They've jumped all over the Down East starter, Winston Santos, and carry a 3-0 advantage in their first trips to the plate. Great start after a disappointing series opener. Jackson Lofton came into that AB at just 185 on the season. But there's a second double in a Woodpeckers uniform, and he drives home RBIs 6 and 7 of his campaign. And now Rolando Espinoza with just one out. The DH takes a strike in its own one. So 3 runs. And Espinoza takes outside. It's 1-1. Espinoza at 167 over 7 Carolina League games this year. He has 3 hits across 18 at-bats. And he takes strike 2 on the low outside corner. 1-2. Juan Gomez is the base, the home plate umpire. He was working the bases yesterday. And Chris Janke is working the bases, the two-man umpiring crew in the black ball caps, the black polos, and the gray pants. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. Espinoza strikes out swinging on an outside fastball. Two outs for Santos, both the strikeout, and the 7-batter Leo Stanley Molina gets a chance to hit. Down East is in the white uniforms today. That white uniform with woodies and green and across the chest, green numbers on the backs, a black belt, white pant, and a black pinstripe going down the side of that pant leg. Winston Santos wears the high black socks out there on the mound. And a slider misses low and away. It's 1-0. Yesterday, the breeze was going out to dead center at the start of the game, but today, very still evening. Those flags above the center field batter's eye hardly moving. Fastball in the zone. 1-1. Leo Stanley Molina batting 207, playing in his 107th game with Fayetteville. 15 doubles, a triple, and 6 home runs. Swings and misses at a slider. One ball and two strikes. A three-run advantage right out of the gate for Fayetteville. RBI ground ball from Zach DiZenzo. And a Jackson Lofton three-run double. Here's the pitch, and this ball is grounded right side. Backhanded by Hicks as he fumbled to the ground. He gets to his feet, underhand flips to Santos rushing over, and the inning's over. But Fayetteville puts home three right out of the gate today, and they give their starter Carlos Calderon plenty of cushion as he goes out to the mound when we return for the bottom of the first. Hilton and Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport, and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
Secker Stadium is the place to be on Wednesday night all summer long. Every Wednesday home game is Dollar Dog Night at the ballpark. Enjoy $1 Smithfield Foods hot dogs throughout the game and bring your pup to the park for only a dollar as well. The great deals don't stop there. If the Woodpeckers win on Wednesday, so do you. Every fan in attendance will receive a free ticket to a future Wednesday home game. So bring the whole family, including your furry friends, down to Segra Stadium Wednesday night for Dollar Dog Night. Learn more at MILB.com/Fayetteville.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Carlos Calderon out to the mound as he begins his night with a 3-0 advantage. Woodpeckers with plenty of scoring right out of the gate tonight. And the first pitch, a fastball on the inside to Maximo Acosta as he takes strike one. And it is 0-1. Here's the wind pitch from Carlos. And a ground ball up the middle. Moving left from short is Molina. He picks with two hands, double clutches, throws to first low, but it's grabbed by McGowan. And they get the out. Maximo Acosta retired, and it brings up Liam Hicks. Around the defense tonight for Fayetteville, you have Tyler Whitaker out in left field. The center fielder is Jacob Melton, and out in right is Zach Cole. Zach DiZenzo plays over at third. Garrett McGowan is the first baseman. Leo Stanley Molino at short. Jackson Lofton at second. And doing the catching is John Garcia, playing in his just second game for Fayetteville. First pitch from Calderon is outside. And it is 1-0 on Liam Hicks. Hicks yesterday was the two-hitter as well, and he had a big night as he swings and hits this one on a fly. Left field line, that falls foul just to the left of the foul line. About 20 feet shy of the fence. Would have been sure extra bases if that got into the corner. But Hicks has to walk on back to home plate. He was all the way around first watching that ball fall foul. Hicks yesterday with a sacrifice fly in the fifth inning. He also drove home a run with a single. He doubled and scored, so a big night altogether. He went 2-for-3 with the two RBIs and a run. Got up to 15 RBIs on the season, just a couple of home runs and a .253 average. And he swings at a changeup. That ball's down to the dirt. John Garcia applied the tag. He thought it was a two-strike count. Instead, it's now 1-2. Slight shift on for the infield against the lefty. He'll work you around the defense again as the slider misses outside. That's third baseman DiZenzo off the third baseline. He's over towards short. Molina, the shortstop, is placed towards the middle. And time called by Hicks at the plate. Yeah. Here's the 2-2, and Hicks flies this one to shallow left. Whitaker sprinting in on it, and he goes into a slide. It kicks off his glove. He can't make the catch. And Liam Hicks will be on. Tyler Whitaker did a good job getting forward on that ball. Went into his slide. He might not have had to slide on that ball. Looked like he could have extended his arm forward and caught that ball around his waist, around his knees, but last second slide might have changed his eye level, and it led to him having that ball hit right off the glove. They'll score it a hit just because it was a little bit of an extraordinary effort for Whitaker out there. So Hicks is on, and now Cam Colley is the righty in, and a slider misses outside. It's 1-0. Calderon carries a 3-6 record into tonight's start, his 13th of the year, 24th overall appearance. And Colley flies one right field. Cole back on it before the warning track. He circles around, now comes forward, drifting towards that line. He makes the grab for the second out, and Liam Hicks forced to hold it first. Calderon, the 4.66 ERA, 92 2/3 innings of work. He's getting close to the century mark, by far the most innings he's pitched in his pro career. Yeah, 48 earned runs given up, 9 home runs surrendered, 54 walks to 98 strikeouts. So he's trying to touch 100 Ks on the season tonight. And he starts out Yosi Gallon with a slider outside. He took a big rip through it. And it's 0-1. Gallon with a home run last night. And he continues to lead this Down East ball club in the long ball department as he gets underneath this one, pops it up, third base side foul territory. DiCenzo to the railing to the third base dugout, but that falls into the well. And it was just out of DiCenzo's reach. So a nothing and two count on Gallon. Gallon now with 18 home runs, and he has 54 RBIs on the season. 34 walks to 125 Ks. Calderon throws and wipes him out swinging with a slider. Carlos Calderon picks up strikeout 99 of his season and pitches a scoreless first inning tonight in Kinston. After one, the Woodpeckers with a 3-0 lead.
Place to be on Wednesday night all summer long. Every Wednesday home game is Dollar Dog Night at the ballpark. Enjoy $1 Smithfield Foods hot dogs throughout the game and bring your pup to the park for only $1 as well. The great deals don't stop there. If the Woodpeckers win on Wednesday, so do you. Every fan in attendance will receive a free ticket to a future Wednesday home game. So bring the whole family, including your furry friends, down to Segra Stadium Wednesday night for Dollar Dog Night. Learn more at MILB.com/Fayetteville.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
It is the top of the second inning at Granger Stadium, and the Woodpeckers carry a 3-0 lead in the early stages. And Garrett McGowan, the lefty, is the batter. He swings through a Winston Santos fastball, 0-1 count. Here's the next pitch, and it's down and outside. One ball and one strike. A RBI grounder from Zach DiCenzo that resulted in Maximo Acosta bobbling it short, but scored a run from third, brought home the first one of the day, and then a Jackson Lofton two-run double just inside of that left field line and all the way into the corner was the big swing of the inning. Garrett McGowan in a 1-2 count. And here's the pitch from Santos, a swing and a soaring fly ball, shallow left field. Acosta going out, the shortstop looking up, and he makes the two-handed squeeze and sets aside Garrett McGowan for the first out of the second. So another good start tonight for Fayetteville. Mentioned they opened the scoring yesterday, but Downey's quickly tied the game in the bottom of the first, and then they ran away with the game with a 5-run ninth inning. It was 10-1. Final big swing of the night was a Zach Cole 3-run double. And that was all for the scoring. Bullpens took over at that stage as the ground ball is hit foul left side of third. John Garcia got a hanging slider and just missed extra bases, tucking that ball inside the third base bag. Joe Thon, the skipper, was right on top of that one to examine it. John the nine hitter. Garcia playing in his second game for the Woodpeckers, and he swings and misses at an up-and-in fastball, so he strikes out. Third K for Winston Santos, and now Zach Cole is coming up. But one of the bright spots out of the bullpen yesterday for the Woodpeckers, that was Tyler Guilfoyle. The eighth-rounder out of Kentucky pitched three shutout innings. And I think when you close a game strong like that, where you're the team scoring the final three runs, and they did so thanks to this guy, Cole, who fouls the first pitch off 0-1. And then you pitch well out of the bullpen, you kind of feel like you won the back half of that game and going the next day with a little bit of juice. And that sure is the case so far in this one, as Cole takes a look at a wraparound slider. It clipped the outside corner, and now it's 0-2. They'll have to protect here. Shift on against it with a shortstop all the way up the middle. Cole ready. The pitch is outside. 95-mile-per-hour fastball from Winston Santos. And now the 1-2 pitch. It is a little outside. Change up at 85, so about 10 miles per hour worth of difference between that heat and the change. Cole in a two-ball, two-strike count. Now with 8 RBIs on the year after his 3-run double yesterday. 2-2. He hit it off the end of the bat. It's a foul ball. Stadium lights have flicked on. A little bit of sunlight still out there on the diamond, mostly around the right field fencing where you can still see some shimmering sun. Here's the 2-2. It is up and outside. Most of the playing surface now covered in shadows, but still some light blue skies above our heads. Give it about 30 minutes, and we'll be playing under the lights. Here comes the 3-2 payoff, and Cole takes low. Nice bounce back from Zach Cole, going from 0-2 down, fouling away a two-strike pitch, and working himself a long two-out walk. Cole makes it on for the first time tonight. And the new hitter is Tyler Whitaker. He pinwheels that bat, steps into the right side. And the first pitch is a center cut fastball at 94 miles an hour, 0-1. We have the advantage of the TrackMan system here in Kinston. And can give you some accurate readings on velocity, locations, home run distances, exit velos. 0-2 now as Whitaker swings through his slider. Whitaker 0-for-1, hit a sharp ground ball out to Maximo Acosta at short in the first inning that he bobbled and was given an error. Already a pair of errors, two of them coming in that first inning for Acosta, the shortstop. Cole dancing off of first, the 0-2 pitch, strikes out Whitaker, a slider moving away from him, and that'll end the inning. So the Woodpeckers do not score in the second. After 1.5, they lead 3-0.
Keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter, at WoodpeckersNC, and Instagram, at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page, at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit milb.com/Fayetteville.
H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H Home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on-field throughout 2022. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Hey fans, do you know?
It's the home second, and the Woodpeckers lead the Wood Ducks 3-0. Carlos Calderon is back out there to work, and his first pitch missed to the outside, and it's 1-0 on JoJo Blackman. He'll be followed by Yason Morimbel and then Tucker Mitchell. Here's the wind, the kick, and the 1-0. It is a slider down and inside. Two balls and no strikes. DiCenzo playing shallow on the grass, with Blackman being a lefty with some speed. Can't ever be too careful defending against that bunt. And now the 2-0 pitch. A swing and a foul into the net. 2-1. Leo's Danny Molina is up the middle, and then the right side of the diamond just about straight up. Carlos Calderon worked around a one-out single from Liam Hicks in the first and picked up his 99th strikeout of the season. Got Yosi Gallon swinging to end the bottom one. 2-1 pitch and a pop fly. This is around the home plate area, but we'll get onto the roof. And it's 2-2. JoJo Blackman hasn't played a ton this year with Down East in just his 10th game of the season tonight. Played against the Woodpeckers for the first time in the opener yesterday. And Blackman did have a three-run triple. Now he gets rung up looking, and there's number 100 of the regular season for Carlos Calderon. A strikeout starts out the bottom of the second. And now Yason Morimbel is coming up. Three nothing to score as Calderon's first pitch to Morimbel is high and outside. 93 mile per hour fastball by Carlos there. Got a little squirrely on him, and it's 1-0. Morimbel, also one of the newcomers for Down East, playing in just his third game. Pulls a ground ball right side, brought in by McGowan. He leads Calderon to first on the flip, and they get the out. 3-1 on the put out. And Carlos Calderon has two very quick outs in the bottom of the second. Here comes Tucker Mitchell, the seven hitter. Tucker Mitchell playing in game number 38 tonight. He has four doubles, a triple, and three home runs this season. 15 driven in. Batting just 164. And a first pitch slider folds its way right into the middle of the zone, 0-1. Three runs on two base hits for Fayetteville. Just the one knock, the single by Liam Hicks in the first for Down East. And a slider is dumped foul straight backwards. Calderon quickly ahead, 0-2, and he's trying for a snappy 1-2-3 bottom of the second. At the top of the third, it'll be the heart of the order in Melton, DiCenzo, and Lofton, 3-4-5 scheduled. Calderon's wind and 0-2 pitch is yanked hard but foul left side. Reliever out of the bullpen, scales the fence, pulls in that ground ball. Who was that? Number 25, Damian Mendoza out there on ground ball duty. And now the kick in the 0-2. A slider punched foul right side. stays where it is. No balls and two strikes. There was a little bit of action in the Carolina League that started up well before us today. That's Myrtle Beach and Charleston. They're playing a doubleheader at the Joe after they were postponed yesterday due to wet grounds. 0-2 pitch. Fastball missed away. 1-2. Charleston leads game one of that twin bill 3-1. And they're threatening big time right now in the bottom of the fifth inning with bases loaded, one out against Myrtle Beach. Up and inside, but Mitchell tied up swinging on a fastball, and Carlos Calderon strikes out a third batter tonight to end a 1-2-3 bottom of the second. Two innings in the scorebook tonight from Kinston. The Woodpeckers carry a 3-0 lead into the third.
Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on-field throughout 2022. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success. Back with you in Kinston, it's the top of the third, and Fayetteville carries a 3-0 lead over the Down East Wood Ducks. They're trying to even up this series after a 10-4 defeat yesterday. It's lefty Jacob Melton leading off against Winston Santos. The first pitch was down and in. It's 1-0. Heart of the order, and Melton, DiZenzo, and Lofton a second time through. Melton pulled a line drive to the right field wall back in the first. A double. His first extra base hit of the series, but to third base hit now over the two games, the 2-0. It's outside. Three balls and no strikes. Melton can be patient here. He scored on the two-run double by Jackson Lofton that made it a 3-0 game. Carlos Calderon on the other side threw two scoreless. Melton takes a fastball on the outer edge of the plate. It's 3-1. Right before we left you, we mentioned that Charleston was threatening with the bases loaded. They have managed to score two more runs to go up 5-1 on Myrtle Beach in game one of that doubleheader. It was a two-run single from O'Neill Manzueta that added to the Charleston advantage. Here's the payoff, and it's inside on Melton. He draws a walk. Second walk given up by Santos in this one. And the leadoff man is aboard. For the first time tonight, and now it's Zach DiZenzo. Woodpeckers with a decent chance tonight to win their 50th ball game of the season with their early 3-0 lead. The pitch home, a slider outside. That win probability graph right now would be on the Fayetteville side if you looked at it, but still early. Downey showed the ability to put up a lot of runs and very short order yesterday with that 9-run fifth. And look down to first. Melton's on the move to second. A fastball comes home, and a fly ball is lifted out into right center field. Morabell circling around it. He makes the catch, comes up throwing to first. The throw is wide of the bag, but it's backed up by Mitchell, the catcher on the warning track. Nice sense of a backup role there for Mitchell, the catcher, to get behind that play and stop Melton from going to second. Hit and run might have been called there, but DiZenzo lifted it in the air. You want something on the ground or on a line in those spots. So Zach, who reached on an air back in the first, now goes to 0 for 2. He did drive home a run with his ground ball in the first. He does have an RBI. And now Jackson Lofton, the batter. First pitch ripped down the stairwell of the down east dugout. It's a foul ball. Everybody's hopefully okay. A couple of Wood Ducks players went bailing out of the way last minute. I think they're okay. Santos looking over to first, and a pitch is called a strike to Lofton. Looked high, but Trackman had it in the zone. And it's 0-2. Lofton with his double, driving home runs number 6 and 7 on the year, 0-2. And he strikes out swinging on a changeup. So Santos has given up the 3 runs, but he has the strikeout working for him. That's the 5th already through 2 2/3 innings. Rolando Espinoza is the new right-handed batter in. Put a win tonight, we get the Woodpeckers to 50-71 on the regular season. 18-37, their record in the second half. They are mathematically eliminated from the 2022 postseason. Jacob Melton on the run, and a head first slide is not good. A tag out by the second baseman Colley. It was close, but a dart by Tucker Mitchell from behind the plate to nab Jacob Melton running, and the inning comes to a close. Rolando Espinoza has the bat taken out of his hand. He'll begin the top of the fourth, but first we go bottom three with the Woodpeckers up 3. It's 3-0. H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H Home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at fayettevillewoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers' 1970s throwback collection worn on-field throughout 2022. Again, that's fayettevillewoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Later, Figueroa leads off the bottom of the third and sends a slow roller out towards third, but it's bobbled by Zach DiZenzo, and that'll be an error starting out the inning. Figueroa playing the first game of the series this week for Down East. Puts the first ball he swings into play, but a shallow Zach DiZenzo coming in on that ball had it roll up the heel of his glove. And it's officially an E5. And now here's Daniel Cueva. Cueva also debuting tonight for the Wood Ducks. And here's the first pitch to him. He swings and hits it up the middle. That ball skips into center field. And they're sending Figueroa to third. Jacob Melton will just eat it, get it to his shortstop. Figueroa dives into third base. And Cueva, on his very first swing as a Down East Wood Duck, has a single. And it puts runners on the corners. So two pitches, and right away, Carlos Calderon in a little bit of hot water. And he has a 3-0 lead, but now the tying run to the plate. in Maximo Acosta, one of the guys that's been a staple at the top of the Down East order all season long. Acosta, 267 batter. He's playing in his 100th game of the season tonight, becoming the first Down East Wood Duck to play in 100 games this year. A first pitch slider off the plate, low and outside. It's 1-0. And here's the 1-0 offering. It is down and outside. A back pick towards first. McGowan applies the tag, and they get Cueva diving back in. Cueva was well off of that bag. He just realized he was called out. He was standing back on the bag thinking he was safe. And a nice play by John Garcia to snap one up the first baseline, and Garrett McGowan dropping that tag. Not sure why Cueva was so far off of the bag. He took a giant secondary lead and then just didn't get back. John Garcia with a pick and looks that runner back to third as it was low. It's 3-0 now on Acosta. So that is got to make your starting pitcher feel good, knowing your catcher has your back. And now it keeps the tying run in the on-deck circle as Acosta steps out of the way of an inside breaking ball, and it's a four-pitch walk given up to him. Carlos Calderon, first time through the order, pretty pinpoint with his stuff in terms of throwing strikes. Getting outs, and that's the first walk he's issued. And now it's Liam Hicks. Hicks with a single in the first inning. Cuts through the first one, a changeup. It was right at the bottom of the zone. That's perfectly placed by Calderon. Don't want to leave it knee level or thigh level, and that's a hittable pitch. Got to keep that below the knees. And now the 0-1 with runners on the corners. Breaking ball, dives downstairs, 1-1. Good take by Hicks. His single was on a short fly ball to left in the first. That was the play where Tyler Whitaker went into a slide trying to grab it, and it kicked off of his glove. Had a chance to make the play, but as the runner's going down to second, Garcia snaps off a late throw. Molina cuts it off in front of the bag and looks the runner back to third. As we touched on yesterday, Down East loves to run. Any chance they can take to grab a bag, they will. They are the leaders in the Carolina League in the stolen base department above Charleston and Fayetteville, second and third respectively. The 1-2 is down and in on Hicks, knocked down with a backhand by Garcia. And it's a two-ball, two-strike count on Hicks. Liam Hicks playing in his 30th game of the season tonight. He's a 267 hitter. A couple of home runs, 17 driven in now for Hicks. He had those two RBIs yesterday and an RBI single and a sac fly. And he calls for time right as the pitch clock was at 2. Good thing he did, otherwise Calderon might have been looking at a pitch clock violation. So runners in scoring position, the force play is off. Open bag at first. 3-0 Fayetteville, and the 2-2 is a slider that slips out of Calderon's fingers, popped out of Garcia's glove, but he quickly jumped on top of it. Three balls and two strikes. I like the quickness that we're seeing from John Garcia behind the plate. It's just his second game suiting up for Fayetteville. 19th round draft pick this year by the Houston Astros out of Grambling State. He grew up in the Bronx, New York, and some good glove work. He's done a good job of picking stuff out of the dirt, staying in front of the baseball, showing off that arm strength with the snap throw up the first baseline. There's a swing and a foul tip that kicked off of Garcia's foot and rolled towards the batting circle. It's the on-deck circle, that is. It's 3-2. A walk would load the bases. The payoff is inside, and that is a walk to Hicks. Back-to-back free passes by Calderon load up the bases. There's just one out on the Garcia back pick to first. And now it is Cam Cauley, the Down East cleanup hitter.
Make some noise.
First pitch to Cam. Runs up and in near his chin. Getaway fastball, 93 from Calderon, 1-0. Cam Colley has had a pretty solid season series against the Woodpeckers. 233 collective hitter coming into tonight. He's playing in the 17th game of the year against Fayetteville. And tonight he's 0-for-1 with a fly out to right. The pitch gets him swinging, a slider, and it's 1-1. Colley has 14 total hits against the Woodpeckers. That's the third most in the season head-to-head, behind only Daniel Mateo and Maximo Acosta, who has the most with 19. 1-1. And another swing, and an empty swing for Cam Colley. It's 1-2. And Colley calls for time. A little bit of dirt in the eye. Two hits per side for Down East, a Liam Hicks single and a Danier Cuevas single in this inning that bounced up into center field. He was the base runner, though, that was thrown out by Garcia. The 1-2, down and outside. Great smother job by Garcia as he moved to his right, blocked it with a chest protector. Not a bad idea there. Ahead in the count. Run a slider down and away, see if you can get Colley to chase it. Two balls and two strikes. Nowhere to put him. Down East has the bases loaded. And now the break even. It is a slider that gets Colley looking. It buckled his knees on the upper inside edge. Cam Colley doesn't like the call, but it looked like that one was in the zone, according to TrackMan. Big second out for Carlos. He picks up his fourth strikeout of the game. And now it is Yosi Gallon, the cleanup hitter with the bases loaded, two outs in the bottom of the third. First pitch, grounded left side, two hops, played by DiCenzo. He goes the short way to second, a collision between Lofton and the base runner Hicks, but everybody's okay, and the Woodpeckers get out of the jam. Carlos Calderon strands three on. He pitches his third scoreless inning, and a 3-0 Fayetteville lead. Heads to the fourth when we return on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter, at WoodpeckersNC, and Instagram, at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page, at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H Home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers' 1970s throwback collection worn on-field throughout 2022. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your trash?
3-0 the score. The Woodpeckers lead in the top of the fourth inning, trying to level this six-game series with Down East. Right-handed batter Rolando Espinoza leads it off against Winston Santos. And the pitch is popped straight back. 1-1. The pitch. Slider gets Rolando chasing to the outside. He was at the plate in the top of the third, but Jacob Melton was thrown out trying to steal second to end the inning. So Espinoza gets a clean count, the 1-2. Now he strikes out. A slider moving outside got him. It's almost the same pitch that Santos got him with in the first inning. So he's 0-for-2, 2 Ks. Winston Santos has now struck out 6. And he faces Leo's Danny Molina, the 7-hitter, who has grounded out today. Actually had a base hit stolen from him in the first inning. Pitch inside. He hit one sharply out to first base, and Liam Hicks with a diving backhanded stab brought the ball in, got to his feet, and then underhand flipped to Santos, hustling over the 1-0. A fly ball hit down the right field line. Morabel is chasing, looking, and it is foul under the right field concourse. One ball and one strike, the count to Molina. Winston Santos is an arm that the Woodpeckers have seen plenty of this year. He's pitching against the Woodpeckers for the fourth time in the regular season as Molina hits one on a line past the reach of the shortstop Acosta and out into shallow center field. Leo Stanley Molina has a get through this time around. A couple of well-hit balls from him today in the seventh spot. Now he's 1-for-2. And that base hit will help him stick around the 210 range. Average-wise, this is trying to finish his 2022 season up above 200. And now it is Garrett McGowan. McGowan, the lefty batter who popped out to short on a two-strike count back in the second inning. Flies the first one left side and towards the bleacher seats. A foul ball, 0-1. Santos last time out, third time facing Fayetteville. That was at Segra Stadium, and he was nails. Five innings of one-run baseball. He walked just one and struck out 5. Got the winning decision. What was his 6th win of the year? McGowan pops this one up. Shallow left along the foul line. Cueva running back all the way into foul territory. He hits the deck, stumbling over, but makes the catch as he crumbles to the ground. And he had to go all sorts of directions on that ball. Was tracking it over his shoulder, so it's tough to find the right angle there. And he made a last-second correction to retire Garrett McGowan, who's now popped out twice. And there's 2 gone. John Garcia, the 9 batter, coming up. Leo Stanley Molina at first still with a 3-0 Fayetteville lead intact. Winston Santos comes set, target set a little low, runner on the move. Mitchell's throw down is not in time. Molina got that left hand in there. It was another accurate, strong throw by Mitchell, but a great jump by Molina. And he swipes the bag. Leo Stanley Molina, now in scoring position, steals base number 21 of his season. Slider misses down and away. It's 1-1 on John Garcia. So we mentioned Santos, those 5 innings of quality baseball he threw at Segra earlier this month. He had an even better outing at Segra Stadium in July. That was on July 10th. 1-1 pitch. It is a slider called the strike on the outside corner, 1-2. A quality start for him on July 10th, 6 shutout innings. He gave up just 4 hits, 2 walks. Didn't strike out a ton, only 3, but used the defense behind him to put together what was his longest shutout outing of 2022. The 1-2 pitch is called strike 3, a fastball, and Garcia knew it. Must have been thinking off-speed down to the count. Winston Santos has struck out 7. He certainly has that K going for him today. Only runs allowed were in the first, but the Woodpeckers still holding on to a 3-0 advantage as we head to the bottom of the fourth.
Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on field throughout 2022. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Hey fans, do you know your mud hens from your trash pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success. It is the bottom of the fourth inning, and JoJo Blackman attempts to drop a drag bunt starting the inning, but missed a fastball from Carlos Calderon. We mentioned back in the second how Zach DiCenzo was playing shallow on the grass against Blackman. That time he wasn't, and JoJo tried to drop down that bunt. Now DiCenzo plays it shallow as Blackman cuts through a fastball, and DiCenzo will retreat back to his normal third base spot. He's pretty far off of that line, but the bunt attempt no longer on. Unless you're really confident in it. Here's the 0-2, and it misses outside. If you're an expert bunter, there's a lot of guys where that bunt threat remains on. I say a lot of guys, maybe a select few in the big leagues who would actually risk a bunt with two strikes. And now Blackman swings through a high slider. Down he goes, strike three, and Carlos Calderon is K'd five. But if you practice it enough in the cage, BP session, and you can get that bunt down maybe 90% of the time or so, there's some guys that'll give it a shot. Now, if you're a really good bunter, it probably doesn't take you deep in a count to get a bunt down. You usually aren't bunting with two strikes at all. You get it done right away in the at-bat, but JoJo Blackman trying to get sneaky, ends up striking out. And now Morabel shows the bunt. So another lefty trying to play some small ball. DiCenzo will, again, play it shallow on the grass. Here's the 1-0 pitch, and it's low. Two balls and no strikes. Carlos Calderon has crossed the century mark in total strikeouts this year, now with 103. He's starting to chase down Edinson Bautista. Fastball center cut at 91 miles an hour. It's a strike, 2-1. Bautista, at the time of his promotion to high A, struck out 113 batters, so that's the next mark that Calderon's trying to surpass. Here's the 2-1 pitch, and a line drive punched foul left side and out of play. Calderon ahead 2-2. He had to work through his most turbulent inning yet in the third. There was an error, a couple of walks. The bases were loaded, but he got out of it. 2-2. Swing and a miss on a slider down in towards the ankles of Morabel. Catcher Garcia picks up, throws up the first baseline, and they complete the strikeout. So back-to-back K's in the fourth. But Calderon was able to strike out Cam Cauley and then got Yosi Gallon to ground to third. DiCenzo went to second, got the force out, and a fielder's choice end of the inning. So Carlos Calderon now trying for four scoreless. Tucker Mitchell is up, and a slider missed a little far outside. 1-0. Here's the wine kick, 1-0 delivery inside, and that beans Tucker Mitchell. He gets hit with a 92-mile-per-hour fastball on the left shoulder area. And wincing in pain as he walks up the first baseline, filling out that shoulder. Control's been pretty locked in for Calderon throughout this one, but a getaway fastball there that allows Clayton Figueroa to step in. Figueroa making his Down East debut tonight. He's 0-for-1, reached on an E5 in the third. Runner on the move to second. John Garcia with a very late throw down to second base. And Mitchell slides in there. So his shoulder must be okay. Legs certainly work after he got hit. And down east now, the pair of stolen bases against Garcia. Surprised Garcia even threw that one down and how late it got out of his hand. He hit a double clutch and didn't seem like he had the grip on the ball right away. Figueroa ready. And a swing and a miss and a high fastball. It's 1-1. Calderon last squared off against Down East on August 12th at home. He went four innings. We gave up 9 hits, 6 runs, 5 earned. Down East got the better of him. A different story tonight, trying to go as long as he did his last time against these Wood Ducks, but not allow a single run this time around. 1-1 pitch and a broken back ground ball to second base should end the inning. Lofton charging forward, collects with one hand, flips over to first. The inning is over. 2 more strikeouts for Calderon and another scoreless inning as he strands Tucker Mitchell on base, and the Woodpeckers lead it 3-0 through 4 tonight in Kinston. We're back in a moment on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. And Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
Secker Stadium is the place to be on Wednesday night all summer long. Every Wednesday home game is Dollar Dog Night at the ballpark. Enjoy $1 Smithfield Foods hot dogs throughout the game and bring your pup to the park for only a dollar as well. The great deals don't stop there. If the Woodpeckers win on Wednesday, so do you. Every fan in attendance will receive a free ticket to a future Wednesday home game. So bring the whole family, including your furry friends, down to Segra Stadium Wednesday night for Dollar Dog Night. Learn more at MILB.com/Fayetteville.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Top of the fifth inning begins with Zach Cole swinging at the very first pitch and lofting a high pop fly into shallow center. The shortstop, Maximo Acosta, back on it, and he makes the catch. So Zach Cole pops out on the first pitch, served up from Winston Santos, one gone. Tyler Whitaker coming up. The Woodpeckers have carried their 3-0 lead throughout this ballgame so far, all three runs coming in the top of the first inning. An RBI grounder from Zach DiCenzo that turned into an E6 on a bobble for Maximo Acosta. Even with the error and RBI anyways, as Whitaker scored easily from third, and then Jackson Lofton a 2-run double that has helped the Woodpeckers distance themselves a little bit. Tyler Whitaker takes up and in. It's a 1-ball-1-strike count. Whitaker has reached on an error also by Acosta, 2 fielding errors from him tonight, and he has struck out. He chases a breaking ball down and outside. 1-2. Winston Santos really racking up the strikeouts. He has 7 already, now trying for his 8th as he's ahead of Whitaker. Here's the wind. Leg kick and the pitch. It is outside. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Break even on the ground. A bouncer to second. Brought in by Cam Colley. His step and throw to first gets Whitaker. And there are 2 outs. First pitch to Melton, and he pops it up. Back of home, Mitchell gives it a look, but that's onto the roof. 0-1. Melton has been aboard twice today. A double and a run scored for Melton in the first inning. Pitch outside, 1-1. He has also walked and did get caught stealing to end the third inning. Here comes the 1-1. And Melton rips at a fastball. That wasn't the hardest from Santos today. It's been clocked as high as 95. That was 90 miles an hour. So looking at those two fastballs, I think there's a little bit of a variation on them. A four-seam and then a two-seam with a little bit more run away from a left-handed batter. Here comes the kick and 1-2 pitch. Melton turns around a slider, yanks it deep, but foul into the Mother's Earth Pavilion. Gave that one a good ride. And it's a souvenir. Congregation of fans out there looking like they're having a party night out on the Mother's Earth Pavilion, one of the new additions to this ballpark. The 1-2 is outside. They brought baseball back to Kinston in 2017 and made some additions to Granger Stadium. I think Mother's Earth Pavilion wasn't there initially, but has been constructed within the last couple of seasons. Melton takes a fastball up and away, and now it's a 3-ball, 2-strike full count. Good vantage point to watch a ball game. Kind of a double-decker pavilion where you can be hanging around the right field foul pole area. The payoff pitch with two outs, and Melton turns this one around. Deep out into right field. A no-doubt solo home run. It is long gone. Jacob Melton got to admire that one as he turned around an inside changeup and launches his third home run in a Woodpeckers uniform. It's now 4-0 Fayetteville. Jacob Melton crushed that ball. And now it'll bring up Zach DiCenzo. Melton with his third home run and now RBI number 10 of his season. What a day so far. 2-for-2 with the double and the home run as DiCenzo checks his swing and it missed out. No, he went too far and it's 0-1. Here's the next pitch from Santos and he missed up and in. Winston Santos has done a good job of limiting that type of swing in August. He had given up just one home run over 21 innings prior to tonight. Surrendered just two home runs in all of July. And in the second half, he really has not been hit hard. And now a fastball center cut gets it to 2-2. Infield straight up. DiCenzo trying to extend the inning 0-for-2 tonight. And he foul tips. It's held onto by Mitchell. And that ends the inning. But Jacob Melton with a gargantuan swing. A home run way over the right field wall. We'll try and get a distance reading for you when we come back. We go to the bottom of the fifth, halfway home. The Peckers are up 4-0.
You know the day destroys the night, night divides the day. Try to run, try to hide, break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side, break on through to the other side, yeah. We chased our pleasures here, dug our treasures there. But can you still recall the time we cried? Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side. Wow.
Danier Cueva begins the bottom of the fifth inning. Carlos Calderon has another run behind him now, and a Jacob Melton solo home run to right field. You're going to be in a little disbelief at the metrics on that one. Here's the pitch, and a bouncing ball along the first baseline, fielded behind the bag by McGowan. He underhand flips to Calderon, hustling over, and a 3-1 connection to retire the down east nine hitter. And now Maximo Acosta's coming up. So we got some TrackMan numbers on that Jacob Melton home run, and we told you it was a no-doubter. And sure enough, the estimated distance on that long ball, 432 feet. And the exit velocity at 107 off of Melton's barrel. Here's a ball hit to third. DiZenzo fields and throws to first. That ball pulled McGowan into the foul side territory of first base, but he keeps that right foot on the bag. And a 5-3 put out. Two quick outs. That's got to be, and we don't have the metrics on every home run this year hit by a Woodpecker. There's definitely been some 14s, 420s, maybe a 430 or two, but I think that Jacob Melton home run we just saw here in Kinston might be a top five long ball this year when it comes to the distance, the exit velo. You want to compare that to here in Healy's Bar in Segres Stadium, and that's a ball that is onto the roof of Healy's Bar, maybe beyond the roof, and closer towards that wrought iron fence and the train tracks if you ever walked the concourse at Segres Stadium. That's how deep that ball was hit. And that was not a line drive, a high arcer and a little bit more to the left, and it would have had a chance to hit the top of the video board here at Kinston, maybe even clear it. It was a long, long home run. And here comes the 2-0. It is a pitch in the outside corner. And keep in mind, it's a still night tonight. It was not wind-aided at all. Wind was blowing out to dead center a little bit yesterday. Tonight, those flags are motionless. That is a true 432. A little bit of the humidity is gone today, so that helps that baseball travel. Pitch outside, and it's a four-pitch walk issued to Liam Hicks, his second walk tonight. Third walk given up. Here's the 0-1 pitch, and it is a called strike on a slider down and outside on the corner, 0-2 on Cam Colley. So Calderon quickly gets ahead. He's trying for a 7 strikeout. And 5 scoreless innings tonight. His set is 0-2 pitch. Colley looks at a breaking ball that tumbles its way on in for strike 3. Carlos Calderon, a great night on the hill. He's got the run support behind him, and now 5 scoreless innings against the Down East Wood Ducks. The Woodpeckers 4, the Wood Ducks nothing, as we go to the 6th on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com and the MILB first pitch app.
Don't tell me you love me. Don't tell me.
new arm into the game for the Down East Wood Ducks as Jackson Lofton swings at the first pitch and pulls a line drive inside the left field line and has himself a leadoff knock starting the sixth inning. Jackson Lofton, he has a two-hit game, double and a single now, two for three, and he instantly greets that new right-hander Damian Mendoza on with a hit. Mendoza takes over for Winston Santos, who ends up giving up four runs today. Most recently, the Jacob Melton solo home run in the fifth that has made this a 4-0 game. He did strike out eight, allowed five total Fayetteville hits. Some of those runs are going to be unearned against him, though, that came in the first due to some fielding errors from Maximo Acosta. Leo Stanley Molina is the right-handed batter in, and it is 0-1. Runner on the move to second. A slider gets Molina swinging. And Lofton dives into second base. It's 0-2. Lofton has a stolen base. Next pitch, and Mendoza misses outside with a slider. So for Santos, it'll be four runs, one earned. All of the runs in the third end up being unearned against him. That was because the two ground balls booted by Acosta would have ended the inning, and then the runs came home afterward. So the only earned run he gets hit with today was the solo home run by Jacob Melton. And he issued a total of two walks as well to go along with the eight strikeouts. Rolando Espinoza trying to avoid an 0-for-3 day with three strikeouts. The 1-2 pitch is wrapped foul. Espinoza struck out in the first and in the fourth inning. One-two pitch inside, and did that graze him? It did. It got Espinoza on the left wrist area, and he's unbuckling the gloves. That didn't get too much of him, just kind of grazed him on the way by, and he'll be all right. He'll head down to first base, and a little bit of a bailout pitch there for Mendoza to put two on with nobody out. First hit batter by Down East today. Damian Mendoza has been one of the more reliable arms for the Wood Ducks all year long. If we weren't in the final week of the season, really, final week plus, he'd probably be looking at a promotion to Hickory. I guess there's still an outside chance he could make it there for about a week to end the year, but now he comes home with a fastball, settles in, a strike, 89 miles an hour to Leo Stanley Molina, 0-1. Mendoza has a 4-1 record and a 2.03 ERA, and he's pitching in his 30th game of the year for the Wood Ducks. Here's his set, the 0-1, and a breaking ball fouled straight backwards. Three saves, four opportunities for Mendoza. Right now he's just trying to keep it at a 4-0 Fayetteville lead. He's pitched 53 and a third innings this year, giving up just 12 earned runs over that stretch. Great numbers there, 24 walks and 55 strikeouts. Force at all bases with nobody out. Here's the pitch, and Molina grounds it out to short. Could be two. Acosta fields. Underhands to second for one. Colley's turn to first. Gets Molina by plenty. A 6-4-3 double play. And a little bit of a momentum killer for Fayetteville. Lofton gets down to third base. And Mendoza quickly corrects after the hit-by-pitch mistake. Forces out that runner. I think Espinoza did a good job of making that a tough turn for Colley. He slid into that second base bag. There was a little bit of foot traffic there, but Cam Colley was able to bounce out of the way, and now a slider hits the right leg of Garrett McGowan. and a second hit by pitch in the inning. A rarity for Mendoza. He had hit eight batters over 53 and a third innings this year, but hit two batters in one innings, unlike him. And there's now runners on the corners. Tell that one hurt McGowan a little bit. I think it got him more on the outside of the right knee. Not a lot of padding there. Only fortunate things that it was a slider and it wasn't a dead red fastball coming in on him. And now John Garcia, the nine hitter and catcher, a chance to end his 0 for 2. He takes a first pitch slider right in the middle of the zone. It's 0-1. Second baseman Cam Colley shaded towards the middle. Good size hole on the right side of the diamond. The 0-1 pitch. And Garcia takes a low changeup. The count is 0-1. 1-1, excuse me. Line drive, hit down the right field line. Morabell sprinting over. It's down for a base hit. Jackson Lofton scores from third. Garcia going to second. He dives in, and he's safe with an RBI double. John Garcia breaks up his hitless night in a big way. And he has his first RBI in his professional career to make this a 5-0 game. The first hit of his pro career as well. That one's got to feel good for John Garcia, who was at the rookie complex before coming to Fayetteville. He played in 8 games, and he went 0 for 22. He didn't have a hit when he was called up to the Woodpeckers. And tonight making his second start after going 0 for 3 in his debut. He has an RBI double, so a whole lot of firsts behind that baseball. That ball has made it down the stairwell of the Woodpeckers dugout. And it'll be held on to give to John. First RBI, first extra base hit, first hit altogether. And now a chance to add on to the 5-0 advantage. Zach Cole takes the first pitch slider on the inside corner. And it's called strike one. See if that gets John going a little bit after a tough start to the pro career, an 0 for 25 beginning. And now a line drive hit out into center field. Gallon coming in on it. That ball on a frozen rope, but it stays up long enough, and Gallon makes the catch at the chest. But another run of insurance. 5-0 Fayetteville on the first base hit and first RBI of John Garcia's pro career. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning with the Woodpeckers up 5-0. Thank you. It's the bottom of the sixth inning. Yosi Gallan is at the plate. Carlos Calderon through five scoreless innings, and he is trying for more. He delivers the pitch, and it's grounded foul on Gallan. It's a two-ball and two-strike count. Fayetteville added one more run in the sixth on an RBI double from John Garcia, the first professional hit for John, bringing home his first ever RBI as a professional. And now the 2-2 break even. Gallan swings, grounds to third. DiCenzo with the pickup. Long throw across the diamond. It's pinpoint for out number one. Cam Cauley, I make it Yosi Gallan, retired, ending the starting the sixth inning. And now JoJo Blackman is coming up. Blackman 0 for 2 with a pair of strikeouts. He tried to drop a bunt his last time up in the fourth. And here comes the pitch. He tried to do it again. Squares but pulls back. And it's 1-0. Zach DiCenzo going to play it shallow now on the third base grass as the 1-0 comes in. Blackman swings and hoists a fly ball to left. Whitaker took a step back. Now he comes in on it. He's camped underneath, and he makes the catch a little bit more towards left center field. A fly out drops Blackman to 0-4-3. And Carlos Calderon now just one out away from six scoreless innings. His pitch count at the moment is at 75. So he's up against it in the pitch count department. But right now, Joe Thon, John Kovalik looking at each other, having a conversation, and they are going to keep him out there. Yason Morabel ready from the left side. And the first pitch is pushed foul into the netting. 93 miles an hour. That's the height of Calderon's velocity today. He hasn't touched 94 yet, so great to see at this stage of the night. All the velo's still there for Carlos. He gets the target from Garcia. Sets low and away. The pitch is down to the dirt. Spun a slider. And a count 1-1. Calderon has struck out six. And is trying to go six scoreless innings for the first time in his professional career. He has not done it yet. The 5 2/3 is already a season high for him. Already a career high mark. But the Woodpeckers have not had a lot of guys complete six innings of work all season. It's been a rarity. Here comes the wind of the 1-2 pitch. It's down and inside. And you can imagine there's a little bit of bullpen activity. They've let Calderon go by that 75 pitch mark now, so it feels like this might need to be a batter he has to get if he does want to go six. Morabel is hitless, a ground out and a strikeout. Two ball, two strike break even. Swing and a ground ball left side. DiCenzo shifted over. He picks near short. Throws to first, right to the chest of Garrett McGowan, and Carlos Calderon points to the sky, pounds his glove as he walks off the mound. He has thrown six scoreless innings tonight in Kinston. A quality start, the longest of his professional career. And there's his manager at the top stair of the dugout, shaking his hand to both him and the catcher, John Garcia. A great night for Carlos Calderon has come to a close. Just two hits along the way as well. What a night going to the final third of the game with the Woodpeckers leading 5-0. top seven now, the Woodpeckers leading 5-0 in one of the more complete games that they've played this season, but still a third of the way to go. Tyler Whitaker is into the right side, and the first pitch missed up and in to him from Damian Mendoza. He's back out there after giving up the run in the sixth inning on a John Garcia double. Woodpeckers have had contributions all over the order, and while they've racked up the run support, Carlos Calderon has gone six scoreless on the mound, giving up just two base hits. And now Whitaker skips a ground ball off the mound. It short hops Cam Colley at second base, but he's able to corral it and throw to first to get Whitaker. Tough break for Witt. A well-struck ball that skipped off the left side of the mound would have been a base hit, but Cam Colley was pressed towards the middle a little bit. It just was hit right to him. Sometimes you don't know where that baseball is going to go once it kicks off of the mound. But unfortunately for Whitaker, it went right to the down east middle infielder. And despite the hard contact, he goes to 0-4, a ground out. Now Jacob Melton back in the left side. And he takes the first pitch down and in. Faced Winston Santos back in the fifth, and he hit a towering home run over the right field wall. The 1-0 pitch is down and outside. Again, the measurements on it, estimated velo, exit velo and distance, according to TrackMan, 432 feet and 107 off of the bat. The 1-0, a 2-0, that is, and a foul tip. It was a changeup and one that must have felt good for Jacob Melton. He had been waiting a little over almost 2 weeks to hit a ball that hard. Tough series last week at home with some strikeouts, and he's been hitting very well here on the road, and now he swings and hits a line drive the opposite way. This is deep. That's off the middle of the fence and left. Ricochets back towards the infield. Melton's going to second, and the huge night continues for Jacob Melton. He is now 3-for-3 with two doubles, a home run, and eight total bases. And he's putting the ball in every which direction of Granger Stadium. Over the right field wall, off the middle of the left field fence. This has been the top game for the Astros' second-round draft pick so far in his pro career. Absolutely pummeling down east pitching tonight. And Zach DiCenzo is into the right side. Here comes the pitch to Zach, and he swings at a fastball, foul tipped. And it was held on to by Mitchell. So Melton with the two doubles, two runs scored, an RBI. Trying to add to a 5-0 lead. DiCenzo swings and hits a liner on one hop to Colley. Again, it finds him perfectly towards the middle of the diamond. He throws out DiCenzo while Melton gets to third. It's the second ball in this inning that's been stung, but been hit right to Cam Colley away from the standard second base position, closer towards the middle of the diamond. And a couple of tough breaks for Tyler Whitaker and Zach DiCenzo. Zach will fall to 0-for-4. And now here's Jackson Lofton, who, like Melton, has been having a huge night at the plate. Multi-hit game for him. He's trying for his third base hit. And here's the pitch. It's a low changeup. Lofton drove home the second and third runs of the game, and now a balk has been called. A balk by the base umpire, Chris Jahnke. And Jacob Melton is being granted home plate. Here he comes strolling down the line. He stomps on home, and the Woodpeckers lead 6-0. And the Wood Ducks manager, Steve Mintz, is out to argue. It's a casual argument here. He's directed the argument towards the home plate umpire, that is, Juan Gomez. Chris Jahnke, the base umpire, is looking on from behind first base. I think he was the umpire to make that call. Unless it maybe was Gomez. It was a late balk call, I can tell you that much. The pitch came home, and it wasn't until the ball was back in the mitt of Mendoza that Jacob Melton realized a balk had been called. And it looked like it was the base umpire, Chris Jahnke, that was the one indicating the balk. So it was a very late decision. Usually if the base umpire sees something, he'll make sure that everybody in the ballpark knows there's a balk. He'll yell, balk, 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 and throw his hands in the air. And now Steve Mintz is kind of doing a pitching impersonation. He's come and set at the belt, and he's showing Chris Jahnke what he thought his pitcher was doing. So Melton has come home. He has scored his third run of the game. Steve Mintz is carrying on this argument. And he'll depart without the resolution he was hoping for. No change in the call. And Jackson Lofton, although that pitch missed low, will be in a fresh count. No count on him, so that pitch didn't count a moment ago due to the balk. Mendoza winding and throwing, and this pitch chopped out to third. Cueva waiting back on it, fields at the shoulders, throws firm across the diamond right to the chest of Hicks. The inning is over. So a lot of mistakes today for Mendoza. A couple of hit batters in the sixth. Now the balk in the seventh brings home a run, and the Woodpeckers have a 6-0 advantage as we stretch in Kinston. You're listening to Woodpeckers Baseball on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Play the bottom of the seventh in Kinston, North Carolina. It is 6-0 Woodpeckers. The night is done for Carlos Calderon after a career-long 6 scoreless innings. He turns the ball over to Ronnie Garcia, who spins a first-pitch slider low and away to Tucker Mitchell, the leadoff hitter for Down East. He's the 7 bat. Will be followed by Glader Figueroa and then Daniel Cueva. Ronnie Garcia, the nod of the head. Righty winds and pitches. And a fastball missed away. It's 2-0. So Calderon today, 6 innings of work. He gave up just 2 hits, no runs. He struck out 6, walked 3, and hit a batter. But Calderon in line for his 4th winning decision of the year as he puts together the first quality start in his career and a scoreless start at that. Dominating stuff from Carlos, and he did it on an efficient pitch count as well. As an inside fastball is called to strike on the 3-0, now 3-1 on Mitchell. Calderon was able to get through today on 80 pitches, and 48 of those were in the strike zone. Pitch low, and Tucker Mitchell has led off the 7th inning with a walk. So Ronnie Garcia, he's been very efficient as well this year. He has a minuscule ERA of .60 across 15 Carolina League innings this year. He has only allowed 1 earned run. He has walked 7 and struck out 12 and allowed just 4 hits. He's also pitched at the rookie complex for a good amount this season as the first pitch to Figueroa is a changeup fading its way on in for strike 1. He had a 3.29 ERA over 10 games at the complex. He made 6 starts, pitched just over 38 innings, but his numbers have actually been better in single A as a ground ball is hit left side beyond the reach of DiZenzo. It's added to left field. No base hit for Figueroa. Dezenzo was shifted over a little bit against the lefty, closer toward shortstop, and that ball was out of his reach. And now Daniel Cueva, the batter. Ronnie Garcia has had three separate stints with the Woodpeckers this year, and just because of roster constriction and the need to get certain guys up into the Fayetteville roster, Ronnie's kind of been the odd man out on a couple of occasions as a fly ball is lifted out into straightaway left field. Whitaker drifting to his right towards the foul line. He puts it away. That is the first out of the seventh inning. Cueva flies out on one pitch. And Maximo Acosta at the top of the downeast order coming up for a fourth time. But Ronnie Garcia has not allowed a run in the Carolina League. That one run he gave up, you have to go back to his season debut. That's April 17th at home against the Salem Red Sox. Every other time he's stepped out there on the mound, his last seven appearances for Fayetteville, he's pitched scoreless baseball. A slider hovers over the middle. It's called a strike, 0-1 on Acosta. Two and a third hitless, scoreless innings back on the 26th at home last week against Charleston. Here's a bouncer foul, and Steve Mintz, the Downey skipper, makes a one-handed play. Nice job, Skip. Good hands. And it's 0-2. His best outing of the year, it came against these Down East Wood Ducks in Fayetteville on August 10th. He went four hitless, scoreless innings. Walk two, K'd three. So Ronnie Garcia trying to keep the good times on the mound rolling. The 0-2 pitch is a slider outside. 1-2 on Acosta. Maximo is hitless. Reached on a walk in the third against Calderon. Stole a base but was left on in scoring position. Down East has stranded six base runners so far. Held without a run. 6-0. Fayetteville out hitting the Wood Ducks. 7-3. A foul ball, and it's a 1-2 count. At second is Mitchell Figueroa, that is. He is at first. Garcia's set and pitch. Fastball that missed outside, 92 miles an hour. Ronnie Garcia, only about 5'9", but good amount of velocity coming out of that right arm, 92, 93. The 2-2 break even, and Acosta grounds to short, could be two. Molina Field shovels to second. Lofton the turn to first. They get an inning-ending double play. 6-4-3, Molina to Lofton to McGowan, and the Woodpeckers leave more runners on. They have stranded seven tonight, and we go to the top of the eighth with Fayetteville leading 6-0. It's the eighth inning, and right-hander Damian Mendoza is back out there facing Rolando Espinoza. A first pitch slider missed inside, sends Espinoza stepping away from the plate, and it is 1-0. Woodpeckers lead 6-0. Six scoreless innings from Carlos Calderon tonight. Ronnie Garcia coming off a scoreless seventh moments ago. There's a breaking ball floating in at 74. A strike to Espinoza. It's 1-1. And the big swing of the night, big player tonight on the offensive end has been the Astros' second rounder, Jacob Melton. Here's the pitch, a swing and a fly ball right side. Melton hit a solo home run, his third of the year, back in the fifth, measuring 432 feet. On top of that, he has also hit a pair of doubles. He has scored three runs and driven in one on the home run. Here's the 1-2 pitch. A swing and a miss. A good curveball. All curveball there from Mendoza as Rolando Espinoza is sent swinging at nothing in that at-bat. Three strikes, all swinging. Mendoza, one of the more reliable guys this season for Down East, has had some blunders over two innings of relief work. Here comes the throw home, and a bouncing ball hopped into the third base dugout. It's 0-1. It came into this outing with an ERA just above 2, pitching in his 30th Carolina League game tonight. But he's hit two batters, and he balked in Jacob Melton from third in the seventh inning. It was a little bit of an odd balk call, one that wasn't really realized until Mendoza received the ball back from his catcher after delivering the pitch. Steve Mintz, the Down East manager, went out there and argued for about a minute. He didn't get tossed. He was a little animated. He was doing pitcher motions out there, arguing with the base umpire, Chris Jenke. But the box stood, and that made it a 6-0 game. After a foul ball, here comes the wind and 1-2. Foul into the netting. And the count will stay where it is. Winston Santos, the Down East starter, went five innings. Three runs that scored in the top of the first for Fayetteville all ended up being unearned due to two fielding errors from Maximo Acosta. There's a hanging breaking ball that's ripped on a line into center field by Molina. He turns first base, takes a giant round to the bag, but a hold there. Yosi Galan gets the ball back in quickly. But Leo Stanley Molina jumped all over that mistake. A breaking ball left right in the middle of the zone, up above the belt. And Molina has a two-hit day. He's 2-for-4. Pair of singles on line drives to center. Nice bounce back for him after he hit into a double play in the sixth. And here's Garrett McGowan, who was hit on the knee with a pitch by Mendoza in the sixth inning. The first one is high and outside, a fastball. 1-0. Start to work you around the Carolina League scoreboard here a little bit tonight as well, as a doubleheader is still underway out in Charleston. Molina off of first, not going, the 1-0 outside. Two balls and no strikes. McGowan altogether 0-for-2, a pair of pop-outs along with the HBP. Woodpeckers have out-hit Down East 8-3. More than doubled them up on the offensive end. The 2-0. McGowan takes an inside slider, but it's called a strike. Charleston ended up winning game one of that doubleheader 5-1 over Myrtle Beach. James Tarantos did homer for the Pelicans, the only run, his sixth home run of the year. But Charleston goes to 81-40 with that victory. Here's a bouncing ball up the middle into center field. Molina gets to second. He's going to third. Galan comes up with the baseball, fires onto the second base bag. And there's runners on the corners. Garrett McGowan has ended his hitless night. He has a base hit, and runners are on the corners with one away. John Garcia coming up, fresh off his first professional hit and RBI. An RBI double his last time in the sixth inning against Mendoza. And here we go again, another opportunity for Fayetteville to add on. And before Garcia can see a pitch, Steve Mintz, the Down East manager, is walking out of the dugout, and it looks like he is going to the mound and may take Mendoza from this game with some bullpen activity going on out there, and he does take the ball from Mendoza. So that'll do it for him after 2 1/3. He wasn't his best tonight, not his usual self for Down East. A little disappointment as he walks off the mound, and a new right-hander comes in to inherit runners on the corners. And one out in the top of the eighth inning. We'll step aside, be back in a moment to give you the numbers on the new Down East right-hander. 6-0 Fayetteville on top and threatening to add more. So a new arm in for Down East with one out in the top of the eighth inning and Woodpeckers with runners at the corners. Right-hander John Garcia is into the right side and he takes the first pitch knee level for a called strike. From the new right-hander, Anthony Huopii Tuionetoa. And here's the 0-1. It is a fastball called strike. I think we got the pronunciation down around this time of year after seeing Anthony pitch plenty. Huopii Tuionetoa. John Garcia in an 0-2 count. And here's the pitch. A fly ball hit down the right field line. Sprinting over is Morabell. And that is into the picnic tables. A foul ball. John Garcia is 1-for-3. He doubled in a run in the sixth. That made it a 5-0 game. He scored Jackson Loft. And it put an end to an 0-for-27 to begin his pro career. His first hit, first RBI, and he gets to save that baseball. The 0-2. And a slider gets him looking. Right at the bottom outside corner of the zone. And Huopii Tuionetoa has his first out of the night. A strikeout to keep the runners at second, first and third, that is. McGowan at first, Molina at third. And now the lefty, Zach Cole, is in for a fifth time. Tonight he's 0-for-3 with a walk and a strikeout. First pitch is a fastball a little outside, 95 miles an hour. Huopii Tuionetoa is 3-3 with a 3.26 ERA over 33 games this year. The 1-0 pitch gets Cole swinging and missing. And it's a one ball and one strike count. He's the de facto closer for Down East when they have a lead. 7 saves and 8 opportunities. 38 2/3 innings. He's given up 14 earned runs, 19 walks, and 60 strikeouts. Blitzes home a fastball. Just missed inside, outside, that is. 2-1. Cole trying to get involved in the offense again tonight after his 3-run double yesterday. That was more of a cosmetic double, really. It made it a 10-4 game. That was the final score. 2-1 pitch. Cole looks at a center cut fastball. 96. And you don't decide to swing pretty much right when that ball is coming out of the hand on a pitch like that. You're going to be late. See if he goes to the velocity once again. Tuionetoa is set. He pitches the 2-2, and there's a called strike 3 on Zach Cole. Inside, 96 miles an hour. Tough to do anything with that. Back-to-back strikeouts from Tuionetoa. Get Mendoza off of the hook. Woodpeckers leave runners on the corners, and we go to the bottom of the eighth inning with the Woodpeckers leading 6-0.
And encampment out on the sun. Oh no, we're gonna rock down to
Electric Avenue.
And then we take it higher. Oh, we're gonna rock down to
Electric Avenue.
And then we take it higher. Working so hard like a soldier. Can't afford a thing on TV. Deep in my heart, I abhor ya. Can't get food for the kids. Good God, we're gonna rock down to
Electric Avenue.
And then we take it higher. Oh, we're gonna rock down to
Electric Avenue.
And then we take it higher. And then we take it higher. Oh, we're gonna rock down to
Electric Avenue.
And then we take it higher.
It's the home eighth inning. Liam Hicks leads it off for Down East and hits the first pitch on a fly to straightaway center field. Jacob Melton hardly has to move. One step to his left and he makes the grab for out number one. Down East down to their final five outs in this one. The Woodpeckers carry a 6-0 advantage. And they're knocking on the door of win number 50 of the regular season. Came in tonight with a 49-71 overall record. And been a tough second half record-wise, but still 50 wins is a good milestone for the Woodpeckers to grab in the final couple of weeks of the regular season. First pitch was a breaking ball that slipped away from Garcia. Was up and in on Cam Colley. Next pitch, fastball a little outside. And it is 2-0. You know, you could grab a couple more wins this week. Try for a series win or a split. Finish strong at home next year. Next week, that is, as the pitch is bounced out to third. DiZenzo makes the play over to first. Gets Cam Colley running. And there's two quick ones in the eighth for Garcia. You at least go back to instructs, and when all the players go back to West Palm Beach, feeling like you finished out the season strong. Put records aside, all of these Fayetteville ball players on the diamond still want to put together as many good games as they can going into their off season before they branch off. It's, of course, a couple weeks of instructs where everybody gets together at the complex, and then some guys go back to their college facilities and practice there. Some guys go back to their high schools, wherever it might have been, their hometown. Do a little bit of off-season training of their own. Of course, heal up, relax a bit, and then before you know it, spring training again in February. Now a deep line drive hit out into left field. Whitaker looking back, and it's over his head. It's off the bottom of the wall. Going to second is Gallon. Here comes the throw. It is not in time. Gallon slides in. Whitaker showing off the arm strength. He got that throw to second from the left field warning track. But Yosi Gallon hustling the whole way to a double. And his first hit of the game, his second extra base hit this week. He hit the two-run home run last night. And now Gallon picks up the double. That double is his 15th of the year to go along with his 18 home runs. 15 doubles is the second most on the team. Passes up Junior Paniagua, who had 14 earlier before he left the roster. Maximo Acosta with the most doubles on the club with 24. JoJo Blackman took a first pitch strike. The lefty ready. And that one is a little up, maybe outside as well. 81 mile per hour changeup by Garcia. One ball and one strike count. Blackman is hitless, 0 for 3, pair of strikeouts and a flyout to left. He swings and bounces this one towards the middle on the shortstop side of second. Leo Stanley Molina has it. He steps and throws low to first. It's vacuumed up by McGowan. The inning is over. Ronnie Garcia threw two scoreless. He continues to put up zeros in a Woodpeckers uniform. Yosi Gallon stranded after the double, and it's 6-0. Peckers going to the final inning tonight in Kinston. Top nine next on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. It's the top of the ninth inning. Tyler Whitaker is into the right side, and the first pitch crosses the plate outside. It's a slider from Anthony Ho'opi'i Tuionetoa. He's back out there to work in the 1-0. Runs up and in on Whitaker. It's two balls and no strikes. Whitaker will be followed up by Jacob Melton and then Zach DiCenzo. Melton has two doubles and a home run tonight. Eight total bases, a chance to add on to his career performance. Whitaker swings and hits a fly ball to right field. Morabell coming in on it, and he makes the grab. One gone, and here is Jacob Melton. He has been the headline man tonight on the offensive end. A double in the first, a walk in the third, a solo home run in the fifth, and then a double in the seventh. His home run, one of the more impressive swings we've seen, not just from him, but really all year long by a Fayetteville hitter. And the first pitch is high and outside, 1-0. 432 feet the estimated distance. It went 107 off of the barrel. And Jacob Melton got to admire it as he stepped out of the left-handed hitter's box and worked up that first baseline. There was no crazy celebration, no huge bat flip or anything like that. But if you're a hitter and you put a swing like that on a baseball, you got to admire your work a little bit as you go up that line. Here comes the kick in the 2-0. And Melton swings and hits a fly ball. This is shallow to center. Could fall. Gallon sprinting forward. It's down. A base hit. Jacob Melton has a four-hit night. Nine total bases now for Melton. Looked like it was going to be a shallow fly in center that'd be tracked down by Gallon, but it was even shallower than you thought coming off the bat. It hits off the end of the barrel. Jacob Melton's reached for a fifth time. He's now 4-for-4. Two doubles, the home run, and the single. A career-high four hits for Melton tonight. And now it's Zach DiCenzo. Here's the pitch. A slider missed outside. And it's 1-0. DiCenzo has been on with the E6 back in the first inning. But since then, he's gone 0-for-3, 0-for-4 altogether. He's trying to extend his hitting streak. A slider is right over the middle. Called to strike 1-1. He has a 14-game hitting streak entering tonight. It is the longest by a Fayetteville Woodpecker all year long, and it's on the line right here. Melton off of first. Tuionetoa, the set, the delivery, and DiCenzo fouls it to the top of the netting. Count now 1-2. Jackson Lofton on deck. He'll get a chance barring a double play. Middle infield in that double play alignment. Outfield playing a no doubles defense. Here's the 1-2. And it runs tight on DiCenzo. Slider. Two balls and two strikes. Talking to players about hitting streaks and stuff, a lot of them don't really know where they're at. You know, first 10 games of the hitting streak. But once you start to get in the 15 territory, 20, that's where a hitter knows that they're in a stretch. Here's the 2-2 pitch, and a slider outside gets through the catcher. Melton going to second base, and he's down in his scoring position with a wild pitch. Yeah, but as a hitter, you're just kind of going about your everyday work, and if you're getting base hits, then cool, you're doing your job. Whether it's a 5-game hit streak, 10-game hit streak, that's just a product of the work. But then when you start to really put it together to where you're having a base hit in almost every game of the month, that's where you start to count them up a little bit. Payoff pitch. DiCenzo swings and lifts this one out into shallow right. Collie going out on it from second, and he makes an over-the-shoulder one-handed snare. And DiCenzo falls to 0-4-5. So as the popular phrase goes, all good things must come to an end, and perhaps that's the case tonight for DiCenzo. And there's two gone now with Jackson Lofton coming up. And while his night may come to an end, the Woodpeckers happy with where things are at right now. 6-0 lead in the top of the ninth. And a check swing by Lofton and a liner foul up above the first base on deck circle. Lofton has had a good day. Two-run double in the first and a single and a run scored in the sixth. He's also stolen a base. A 2-for-4 evening. Tuione Toa nods the head. He sets the chest, fires. And he splits the middle with a fastball, 97 miles an hour. Hardest fastball from Tuione Toa yet. 10 hits now for Fayetteville after the Melton single. They lost by 6 last night. They're outscoring down east by 6 tonight. Lofton waves that bat over the plate, trying for a three-hit game. The 0-2. It is called strike 3 on the outside corner. 96, another blazer from Tuione Toa as he picks up his third strikeout from the bullpen and ends the scoreless ninth inning for the Peckers. We're going to the final frame, bottom nine. Woodpeckers leading 6-0, and they try and tie up this series when we return to Granger Stadium. Jason Morabel swings at the first pitch at the bottom of the ninth inning and hops it out to Zach DiZenzo at third. He collects, throws to first, and Ronnie Garcia gets a quick out in the bottom of the ninth on just one pitch. He's now through 2 1/3 scoreless, just like he was last week at home against the Charleston River Dogs. And he is trying to close it down tonight and even up this series. 6-0 Fayetteville. It is Tucker Mitchell, the batter. Down East has had some opportunities to cut into the deficit tonight, but they have left plenty of runners stranded on base. The 1-0 slider hovers over the middle. It's 1-1 now on Mitchell. In total, Down East has stranded 8 runners over 8 innings. As Mitchell cuts through a changeup, 1-2. He's been hit once, walked, and also struck out swinging 0-1. Infield plays him deep, but straight up. Garcia nods the head. He winds, and he delivers. And misses outside with the fastball. It is 2-2. Make sure to stick around following the conclusion of this one. We'll bring you through the scoring tonight, tell you about the great pitching, and get you ready for tomorrow's game on the Woodpeckers postgame show. A ground ball hit towards the mound. Ricochets off of Ronnie Garcia. Lofton plays it on a bare hand behind the mound, throws across his body, but can't get it to first in time, and Tucker Mitchell comes away with what will likely be a base hit. Ball took a little bit of an odd hop right out in front of the mound, which led to a scuffle from Ronnie Garcia, so no error on him. And now here is Gleyder Figueroa. Changeup strike on the first one to him. 0-1. Figueroa has reached on an air, singled, and also grounded out to second base. Double play could end this ball game. Here's the pitch from Garcia, and a ground ball hit sharply foul right at first. Count 0-2. Figueroa debuting tonight with Down East, and now he finds himself in a spot trying to preserve the ball game for his new club. The 0-2. It missed outside. Here's a back pick by Garcia. The tag from McGowan. It was close, but Mitchell dives back in. I like what we're seeing with the arm strength from John Garcia in this one. Garcia's already backpicked one runner. He got Cueva diving back into first in the third inning. Figueroa muscles up, fouls one into the netting, and it is a one ball and two strike count. Kannapolis leads Lynchburg tonight, 7-1 the score. Myrtle Beach leading game two of that doubleheader against Charleston, 3-1 in the bottom of the second inning. The pitch misses high and away. It's two balls and two strikes. The kick, the pitch, a slider outside to Figueroa. And the count now 3-2. Kannapolis trying to win every game they can right now to keep pace with Charleston atop the division. Benjamin Bailey with a big game tonight as a line drive is pulled out into right field. There's a base hit for Figueroa. A good battle from him with two strikes. And a pair of singles that put two on. With one out in this bottom of the ninth, and brings up the nine hitter Daniel Cueva. But Bailey, a 4-for-5. With an RBI, a couple of RBIs as well today from Victor Torres. And Kannapolis also got some great pitching from their starters, six scoreless innings. From Jonah Scolaro. Scolaro, a former Florida State ball player who is a non-drafted free agent guy by the Chicago White Sox this year. So great night for him as he's pitching himself to a win. Elsewhere, you have Augusta on top of Salem right now, 4-3 in the top of the eighth inning. Here's a high chopper over the mound, fielded right on top of second by Molina. He zips to first. That's a game-ending double play. Molina to McGowan, and the Woodpeckers strike back on a Wednesday night in Kinston. Six runs as they shut out the Down East Wood Ducks. 6-0, the final score. Carlos Calderon, 6. Ronnie Garcia, 3. Jacob Melton, the huge night on the offensive end as he totals 9 bases with a pair of doubles, the home run, the single, and plenty more. We'll tell you all about a well-rounded Woodpeckers victory when we return number 50 in the win column for Fayetteville. We're back next on the postgame show to tell you all about it and send you on your way right here on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Stay tuned.
All summer long. Every Wednesday home game is Dollar Dog Night at the ballpark. Enjoy $1 Smithfield Foods hot dogs throughout the game and bring your pup to the park for only a dollar as well. The great deals don't stop there. If the Woodpeckers win on Wednesday, so do you. Every fan in attendance will receive a free ticket to a future Wednesday home game. So bring the whole family, including your furry friends, down to Segra Stadium Wednesday night for Dollar Dog Night. Learn more at MILB.com/Fayetteville.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on field throughout 2022. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
It's time to wrap the action on the Woodpeckers postgame show. Let's send you back to the ballpark.
Welcome back to Granger Stadium in Kinston, North Carolina for the final time tonight. This is the Woodpeckers postgame show, and tonight it was a well-rounded win for the Woodpeckers as they grab number 50 of the regular season, 50-71, the new record for Fayetteville. They shut out the Down East Wood Ducks 6-0 and even up this series at a game apiece. 62-60, the new record for the Down East Wood Ducks after their defeat tonight. And for Fayetteville, as we mentioned, just a well-rounded effort across the board. Fayetteville got 9 shutout innings from Carlos Calderon and Ronnie Garcia. Calderon going a career-long 6 and a quality start. 3 walks, 7 Ks today for Calderon, and then Ronnie Garcia with the 3 innings pitches to his first save. He continues to drop that ERA lower and lower, a microscopic 0.50 across 9 games this year with the Woodpeckers. 3 innings for Ronnie, 4 hits, no earned runs, 1 walk, and no strikeouts. A breakdown of the scoring tonight if you joined us midway or later on through this one. 3 of the 6 runs tonight came in the opening frame. 3 runs against the starter Winston Santos, all of which ended up being unearned against him due to a pair of fielding errors for Maximo Acosta after Zach Cole struck out to end the game, to start the game, that is. Tyler Whitaker grounded one to Acosta that was booted. He reached base. Jacob Melton then with a double put runners at second and third. Zach DiZenzo then rolled a ground ball to Acosta. He bobbled it again. Whitaker scored to make it a 1-0 game. And then 2 batters later, Jackson Lofton with a 2-run double. Now, if Acosta made both of those plays, it would have been inning over. So that's what led to all the unearned runs for Winston Santos there. But the double from Jackson Lofton made it 3-0. Carlos Calderon, of course, with that early advantage. Maybe it might have helped him from right out of the jump to feel comfortable, because he was cruising right along, got another run of insurance when Jacob Melton went deep to right field in the 5th inning. His 3rd home run with the Woodpeckers and his longest yet, 32 feet estimated distance with a 107-mile-per-hour exit velo. That made it 4-0 after the starter Winston Santos was removed from the game. Damian Mendoza came on in the 6th. He gave up a leadoff single to Jackson Lofton. Lofton stole second base to get into scoring position and was doubled in by John Garcia. That double entered a stretch of 0-27 for Garcia to begin his pro career. His first pro hit, his first RBI, and it made it a 5-0 Fayetteville lead. Then one more run in the 7th. Jacob Melton got up to 8 total bases, his 3rd hit of the game with a double. He got to 3rd on a ground out to 2nd from Zach DiZenzo, and then was balked in by Mendoza that brings home the final run, 6-0 the score at the end of 7. Melton came up again in the 9th, a little flare fly ball that dropped into center field, and that was a 4-hit game for Melton, his first in his pro career. What a night tonight for Jacob. 9 total bases, and he's the offensive MVP in this one, scoring 3 times, homering, hitting 2 doubles, and finishing 4-for-4 while reaching 5 times with a walk as well in the 3rd. Final time of game in this one is the Woodpeckers win. 2 hours, 16 minutes. A snappy one tonight in Kinston. 1,098 in attendance. Final line scores, Fayetteville, 6 runs, 10 hits in an error. No runs, 6 hits, and 2 errors for Down East. The win goes to Carlos Calderon. His quality start, 4-6, his new record, while Winston Santos goes 5 innings, gives up just 1 earned run, 2 walks, and had the strikeout going. 8 strikeouts for him. He gets the loss, falls to 7-6, and Ronnie Garcia, with his 3 shutout innings, records the first save of his Woodpeckers career. With that, we turn the page to tomorrow. First pitch coming up here at Granger Stadium, back here in Kinston at 7 o'clock. And our pregame show will begin at 6:50 on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, as well as the MILB First Pitch app. And then a reminder, no in-house MILB.TV feed, unfortunately, to bring you. So you'll just have to trust us when we're talking about all these big Woodpeckers games. On the mound tomorrow for Fayetteville, still TBA as well, as well as the Down East Wood Ducks tomorrow. So stay tuned to Woodpeckers social media for the look at the starting pitching matchup for you in Game 3 tomorrow. That'll do it for us tonight at Granger Stadium. A big thanks to Colin Casey back in Fayetteville monitoring the broadcast, and a big thanks to all of our Woodpeckers faithful tuning us in tonight. However long you did, we appreciate you making us a part of your Wednesday plans, and we'll hope you join us again tomorrow with this series, even at a game apiece. 7 o'clock first pitch and a 6:50 pregame show on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com. With that, I'm Andrew Chapman signing off. So long from Granger Stadium. Good night, everybody. This has been Woodpeckers Baseball on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Tonight, it's a 6-0 shutout victory for the Woodpeckers.
You've been listening to Fayetteville Woodpeckers Baseball on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. For news, stats, ticketing information, upcoming promotions, and merchandise, be sure to visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.